I'm making another one this morning. Let's go back to the hymns of the spirit, my house is. I've seen it to be a little difficult for some of the songs to get into the right key. That's something we work on too.
Amen.
Let's try page 170. Message of the cross. Aren't you thankful that you've heard the message?
Amen.
Page 170. I was in bondage, was a slave to sin, had no one to help me, even my best friend. When I heard the story of the message on the cross, now I know the sinner, and I'm no longer lost. The message of the cross, I know Jesus, the blood he bought my soul at Calvary. Amen. It's just wonderful how people will it
to use what God's given them for His service, for His kingdom. I thank God for it all. You know, everybody has their place. And it's just wonderful to know if we work and pull together, we'll get it all accomplished.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. We do appreciate Sister Amanda. Just loving that my wife wanted me to teach the children this morning. I enjoyed that. I'm going to enjoy spending time with them. Teaching them this morning. Amen. Amen. So it's just good. Amen. And how young people, we just discuss the scriptures. And they ask a lot of questions. And I try to give the answers. So it was really good. Good thing you kept me going this morning. She's precious. Amen. All right. Let's look at Matthew 24. Amen. The words of Christ. Amen. Verse number 36 we'd like to read. It's Matthew 24. Begin reading verse number 36. "When of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall be two in the field, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that the good men of the house have known in what watch the thief would come. He would have watched, and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh." Looking back at verse 43, I'd like to take my message. "But know this, that if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up." My message this morning, Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful this morning, God, that we're able to assemble ourselves in the house of the Lord. We thank you this morning for your goodness. Amen, God, for the word God has been taught, for what we have received. Thank you, Lord, for the sin that has blessed our souls. Amen, God, we love you this morning. We know that thy coming is very near. Therefore, this morning, as we go forth in this message, knowing God, amen, God, we must watch and we must pray. We are therefore ready. And in such an hour as we thank God, the Son of Man coming. Lord, have that coming to be birth in their hearts to know, Lord, that coming is near even at the door. Help us be stirred, Lord, and know that we can examine ourselves here at the service to know, God, that we're prepared. Amen, for that which is to come. Be bless us. We need your help, God, your power, your spirit. And God, we need your touch, God, the hope that you can give us. Oh, yes, Lord, and whatever is accomplished here in the service, we'll uplift Christ in everything we do. And we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Christ's blessed name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. This is a very premier scripture in the words of Christ and what we read here about the unexpected coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture teaches us, amen, that no man knoweth the day nor the hour except the Father only. And we know the Lord, what I was reading to you in verse number 43, if the good men of the house had known in what hour he would have watched and would have not allowed the thief to come in, amen, and steal that from him. So we know that Jesus is coming as a thief in the night, meaning at an unexpected time. Amen. Just as it was in the days of, Noah. Amen. The preparing of the ark, the Bible teaches us, because of fear, he prepared an ark for the saving of his house.
Yes.
That the word of the Lord came to Noah, and therefore he prepared an ark of safety. Amen. A place of habitation for him and his family of eight persons being saved from the destruction of the flood. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in the marriage until the time, amen, when the door was shut on that ark. And God sent all the floodwaters in. Amen. Destroyed every beast. Amen. And all the living creatures. It was not on the ark. And every living person, amen, was destroyed in that flood. And why did he do it, preacher? Because the scripture teaches us, that men's hearts and imaginations were growing evil continually.
Right.
Amen. Evil continually. And how much evil are we living in today? Amen. When I was thinking upon this scripture, I read in, amen, in the newspaper this week, amen, right in my county, in Walhalla, South Carolina, the pastor of St. John's Lutheran Church, as I turned that second page, amen, in that newspaper, showed his picture, Reverend Kaufman, St. John Lutheran's Church, made it public, amen, that when he confessed behind his pulpit that he was a homosexual. And therefore they accepted it now in the church and say we'll work with him and the church will keep on track and the church will keep on going. Let me remind you this morning, according to the sin that was rampant in Sodom and Gomorrah, when he come down to destroy that place because of their sodomy and homosexuality, amen, they don't want to hear it no more, church, but I'm telling you, amen, I begin to read that article and just grieve me in my spirit. You know what I begin to do? I begin to cry out to God. I say, God, have mercy on this man who these people are saying that he's a good leader, that he's a good pastor. Amen. Some of the members are having difficulty accepting it, but they say, we are not the judge. We'll just work with him. We love our church. We love what our pastor is doing for the church. But I'm telling you, saints of God, God hates it. It was the last straw in Sodom. It's going to be the last straw in America. Amen. When they are ordaining their preachers behind the pulpit and saying that they're preaching, saying that they're born this way and this and that and the other, God hates to see it. And he's going to bring judgment on our nation because of the sin. And it's more rampant today than it's ever been. And it makes me sick. Amen, to know what our nation is becoming. It just hurts the church to know. Amen. You see articles like that, and you try to invite people to church, and they say, why do you go to church when people are more sinful in the church, amen, than out of the church? Amen. Why do you try to go around and witness? Amen. There was a survey in the state of North Carolina. Amen. Over 60% of those that visited and knocked on doors to invite people to church had that same kind of remark. Why go to church when people seem to more peaceful and sinful in the church than outside the church? How can the church help me when people be, amen, indulging in this kind of sin and lifestyle? But I'm telling you, saints of God, it just lets me know that the last straw is being made, that the same-sex marriage for some of the states in America are, amen, are passing that. Amen. It makes me sick to know, amen, what our nation has become. But saints of God, Jesus is soon to come, just as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, just as it was in the days of Noah. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving and marrying until God rained down fire and brimstone upon Sodom. And therefore, when Noah entered into the ark and the door was shut, that door of safety, they were inside, but the world is showing on the outside. And we must watch and pray and be as therefore ready in such an hour as we think not the Son of Man is coming. It troubles me to know what our nation is becoming. And it's more evil and more wicked each and every day. Amen. My wife this week, I could tell she was a little down. Amen. And we have been discussing some things, you know, the more what we're living in society and the environment and the evil. Amen. It just gets you down. Amen. To know, amen, what our nation has become and what our children will become. Amen. If they give themselves over, amen, what this nation is doing. But I'm telling you, saints of God, I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for mine. Yes. I'm believing for my grandchildren as well as yours. Amen. Glory to God. And God's going to help us to know that we got to preach what's right. Did you know they're trying to pass a law? Amen. To have this type of preaching. They're going to put me behind the jail bars. Amen. Oh, yes, in the jailhouse. Amen. Preaching against homosexuality and the sin of sodomy and lesbianism. Listen. Amen. That's what they're trying to do right here in America. Amen. No more can we cry out against this rapid sin of our nation. But this preacher's going to be one. He's going to have a backbone by the Spirit of God to cry against sin in our world.
Amen.
Amen. And what our nation has become. Amen. It's out there. Amen. You take pornography and all the sexual immorality. Amen. I know some people cringe at even the word behind the pulpit, saints. But we've got to take a stand against it. We've got to take a firm stand about what is being accepted in our society. All these mixed races and all the things and all the children that are being born out of wedlock and all the adultery and all the sin that's rampant in our nation. We must cry against adultery. We must cry against lust. We must cry against the things that God hates. Did you know a true disciple of Jesus Christ that's going to be one of his followers in the last day is going to love the things he loves and hates the things he hates? And there should be a hatred in you and a repulsive in you. Amen. That when these things are mentioned, amen, it just does something within you to bring a hatred in your heart against the sin of this world. That we can cry out to God, God help mercy on our nation. I begin to pray for our leaders this week. I say, God, have mercy on those that's in Congress, in the House of Representatives, the ones that's representing our nation, and what things are today, and the leaders, and our president and vice president. God, have mercy that they can see their need to repent. Did you know it's our responsibility to pray for those that's in leadership?
Yes, sir.
Amen. We're responsible, Brother Jeff, that we need to pray. Amen. For our leaders. I think about this leader at St. John Lutheran Church. He's on his way to hell. Why can you say that, preacher? Amen. You know what God has done? People in such state as this, he has turned them over to a reprobate mind. Amen. The reason why they're accepting it is because they've already been turned over. It's the spirit of persuasion and the things of the lifestyles of their choose. Amen. That's right. Of the last day, amen, there'll be false delusions and delusions and sins and lies that people will believe and they'll be down. It's because God is going to send the strong delusion. Listen here. Amen. For those that's going to be turned reprobate. Why, preacher? Because they erred and turned away from the truth. The truth was there, but they did not accept it. Amen. They turned away from it. In the church world today, what are they doing? Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Folks, church has turned away. It's right here in America. It's all over the world. Amen. But Addison, South Carolina, why can't we preach that is right and stand for what is true?
Amen.
Amen. I want truth, church. Amen. I don't want to be one of these weak preachers that cannot name sin. Did you know that preachers today, they work around, amen, the gospel because they don't want to name sin? Amen. When they're in their congregations, they like preachers. It's walking through the tulips. They're very careful how they step and what they say. It's because they don't want to, amen, cry against sin. Amen. They're trying to work around and preach around it. That people try to understand what they're trying to say. Amen. But name that. It needs to be named and cry out against it. Oh yes, amen. When Jesus, amen, come to the places, amen. Oh yes, when sin was around him, amen. But he preached. The apostle Paul, he preached. And when they named sin, they meant what they had said. And therefore, what sin is sin. And I want to cry against it and say you need to repent and to turn your heart to God in this last day.
Amen.
I think about Jonah was a man that could go into Nineveh. He tried to run away from it. Oh yes, you can run away from God, but you can't hide from him. Amen. Therefore, he was cast overboard into the depths of the sea and swallowed by that big fish. Amen. Oh yes, 3 days in the belly of the whale was like the 3 days in hell. Amen. And God had mercy on Jonah. Amen. When he was thrown out, amen, back, amen, on the shore, he knew then he needed to go to Nineveh and preach. And then he wanted to say, it is on the pity party. Amen. Oh yes, but listen, we got to cry against sin. We got to warn America. We got to warn our nation. Amen. Sin is sin, and God's going to judge it.
Amen.
Whether it's little, amen, or whether it's big,
right.
Amen. A little leaveneth the whole lump.
Right.
Amen. Oh yes. And when Noah begins to grow, and it's like a fire. And it'll come in and consume. That's within the lust of the man. Oh yes, that when a man, when he is tempted, amen, he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. Amen. When lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it will bring forth death. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
through Jesus Christ our Lord. God is not mocked, for what a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting.
Amen.
It troubles me to know that most churches you go, amen, they're not crying and preaching against sin. Amen. I say the last straw for Sodom was sodomy and homosexuality. The last straw for America under the judgment of God. Amen. Why is he so long suffering? Amen. That he's not willing for any to perish, but all to come to repentance.
Right.
Amen. You'll be surprised, saints of God, about the ones that are around you, your co-workers and the people that, amen, seems to be your neighbors and are good people. Amen. They're hiding behind these sins. Oh, yes. And the things that are hidden are one day going to be revealed. And we can't hide anything away from God. God help us. Amen. To know. Amen. That this sin and this lust has come to know men. Amen. That they have lost the natural use of a woman. Amen. They are giving themselves over to mankind. Amen. Even lovers of beasts. Oh my. And I'm telling you, saints of God, why can't we know that the signs of the times? Amen. To know that the word of God is being fulfilled. The prophecy's been given. We know it's coming as near, even at the door. And we get to know that Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Do you have your house in order? I say, have you set your house in order? Amen. Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Amen. And knowing that in the unexpected time, amen, there's going to be two in the bed. One's going to be taken, the other left. There's going to be two grinding at the meal. One's going to be taken and the other left. My Lord, somebody's going to be left behind. Somebody's going to be left. And somebody's going to go. Oh, God, help us to know. Amen. Where we stand this morning.
Right.
Amen. To watch and be there for me. Oh God. This word watch in the Greek is a very present and permanent meaning, dictated. Amen. At a very certain time that only the Father knows. Father only, the scripture teaches us. Not even Jesus.
Right.
But the Father only. Amen. Knows the time. Can we redeem the time for the days are evil? Amen. Can we just, amen, buy back some of the time that we have failed God and had to pray for the evil environment? Amen. That we're living in now. Listen, saints of God, you think about the future. You think what the future holds for us. Amen. Oh, yes. What is America in the near future? Amen. Why our presence in the past have lied to the people of America? Why has things happened the way they're happening? The Word of God is being fulfilled. And we know according to what the Word of God teaches us. In this last hour, is there going to be truth that people are going to receive? Amen. Are going to be like people? Amen. That has given themselves over, amen, to the works of the flesh, and given themselves over to the sinful lifestyles of this nation. My Lord, help us to cry out against sin. I say, Jesus is coming. Where do you stand? Do you know of a certainty in your heart today? If Jesus splits that eastern sky and he comes back for the redeemed, the one that's been bought by his blood, the ones who have prayed, he said, looking and hasting for the day, looking for a blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you looking? Are you hoping? Are you anticipating? Are you looking for the true return of Jesus Christ?
Yes. Yes. Rikayando mamamai, yesanana ikayando mamai, yesana ilalo boko reshananaya, yelomo mamai, siki mamamai, ikoyando mamamama sakahaya.
What I say in one, I say in all, watch. Be watchful, be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Do not allow him to devour you or deceive you. For I am a God that will lead you in truth. Prepare your heart today for that which is to come. My coming is very near, even at the door. Humble yourselves. Call unto me. Seek my face. Long to be in my presence. I will establish you on my word. My word shall keep you in this sovereign hour. I am a God that will be present with you and will lead you in all truth. If you only seek me for all that
desire within you, well, my God, it will continue to open, amen, your understanding, and let you see and know that my coming is so near unto thee, that you need to cry and make preparation, amen, to stand before me. Saints of God, we need to reverence him this morning, worship him this morning, raise up your hands and magnify God. Listen, Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Are you ready? Are you preparing yourselves for that which is to come? He's coming, he's coming, he's coming.
Oh God, help us. Help us this morning. Oh, yes. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. They were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that God shut the door. Until the day, amen, when he rained fire and brimstone on Sodom. Listen, saints of God, until the day, oh God, help us. I think about the mercy of God endureth to all generations. I think about the mercy of God, amen, on my family. I think about the hand of God, the hand of mercy. Oh, my loved ones, God, can I plead a little longer for the mercy of God to save my loved ones before it's eternally too late? Listen, amen, when the wrath of God falls on this world, the judgment of God falls on this world, and the tribulation period comes, and the Antichrist comes on the scene, we know what the Bible teaches us, that you cannot buy or sell unless you have the mark in your forehead. Amen, oh yes, you can't buy or sell. Amen, oh no, not unless you have this mark. I think about the mark of the beast. I think about, amen, oh yes, when the sun and the moon, amen, that turns to darkness and the blood that shall drip from it. I think about the blood that's coming up to the horse's bridle. When I think about the battle of Armageddon, I think about the judgment of Almighty God. Listen, the things are going to come in the near future. But what about the rapture of the church? Jesus can come this same day, and we need to know where we stand. Examine yourselves to see where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Church, I don't know, right? But as I was reading this, I was gripped in my heart what I read in the newspaper. Amen. You know how it is now. I try to lay it down for a long time. I like to try to be a news person to keep up with the news. It interests me to know in Israel and the things, how we pray for the peace of Israel, and how we, amen, know what shall happen in that nation, and amen, the war, amen, between these people over there in the nations, amen, that they're fighting against, and all the things that's going on in our nation. We like to know what's going on, amen, but I get so troubled. I lay it aside for weeks and weeks, and I pick it back up, you know, amen. And here for so many weeks, I picked it back up, and I buy the newspaper, amen, I read it, it troubles me. It troubles me, amen, to know, but there's one thing for certain. Amen. We know what the Word of God teaches.
Yes.
We read it in the papers, and we can see how the Word of God is being unfolded. Amen. Oh, yes. And what shall be in the future, and what the future holds. Listen, for the Church of Jesus Christ, amen, saints of God, we must be one, amen, in the Church of Jesus Christ, to know when that trumpet shall sound, our feet will leave the ground, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. You think about that. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. And then which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we forever be with the Lord. Comfort one another with these words. Listen, church, we can lift up our head for our redemption draw nigh. Why can't we look for the, amen, to come to the Lord? Are you been praying recently, Lord, just come quickly? Amen. Jesus, come quickly. It's because of the evil that's rampant in our nation. Amen. I believe the Church of Jesus Christ is going to come to that point, church, and we're going to cry out, Jesus, come quickly. And when he comes to rapture his bride, amen, from the destruction of this world, I pray to be no more the song, amen, when the saints go marching in. I want to be in that number. Hallelujah, to be in the air. I want to be in that number. And by the help and by the grace of God, I'm going to make it. I want to cry out to him. I want to know where I stand today with him.
Yes, Michael.
You can know where you're standing. You're here with us, Lord. I say you can know.
Yes.
You don't have to have no doubt about what your standing is with God. You can know where you stand.
Amen. Praise God. Is the Word of God reflected as a mirror? It reveals our hearts unto us. Yes. Amen. To be a doer of the Word and not just hearers only. Deceiving ourselves. We must be a doer of the Word. Not just hearers only. Amen. Let's be a doer. Let's do what it takes to know.
Yes.
Where we stand with God. Are ye ready? Is Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Knowing not what hour the thief will have come and have suffered. Amen. My house would have been broken in two. Amen. If I would have known what hour the thief would have come, it would have never happened. If I would have known what hour. Amen. But no man knows the hour when the thief shall come. Amen. When he shall go in and destroy or take away that which you have. Listen, we can't let the devil, amen, come and steal away our victory and steal away what God's given us. Let's take our stand for God now. I say Jesus is coming as a thief in the night.
Amen.
You know, it's always has troubled me. Services I'll be in where the Lord would come forth about his coming. Lord, where do I stand? How can I know I'm ready? You begin to ask yourself these questions in your heart and in your mind. Lord, is there anything hindering me? Is there anything standing in my way? Amen. Am I overindulging in the things that may be right? But am I overindulging in things, amen, it makes a sin to me? Oh God. Whatever it may be, listen here, saints. We must be ready. Do you love me this morning?
Yes.
Oh God, help us to know. Amen. Oh, yes, the signs of the time. Can we commit ourselves to the altar? Amen. If we go on to chapter number 25, we'll be no more than the virgins. Amen. The 10 virgins, five are wise and five are foolish. And that's the message in entirety of itself. But we know the foolish virgins went out to buy the oil because their oil was empty, it's gone out of their vessels. But when they went out to buy, that's when the bridegroom came. Amen. They did not know when he was coming. They did not know. Well, they went to buy for themselves. Then the bridegroom came. And those that were prepared and ready went in with him. Amen. Amen. Just think about the bride chambers. Amen. Just think about the place of solitude with God. Just think about that place of preparation. Amen. Just think about the priest when he went into the holies of holies under the Old Testament times. Amen. He had to prepare himself as he went in. He made that preparation as he went in under God for the sin of the people. Listen here, saints. But we have Jesus who we can come boldly before the throne of grace at any time to make preparation for that which is to come. And we know we can go in at any time and we can make ourselves an altar, and we can pray, and we can pray, and we can pray, and say, God, let me cry out, and let me know this morning, without a shadow of a doubt, the know that Jesus is coming. Am I ready?
Amen.
Am I watchful? Am I praying? Amen. Watch therefore in verse 42, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. Therefore, be ye also ready in verse 44. So in such an hour, as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. That's why he's referring to the eating and the drinking, and the marrying and giving in marriage. A time when people think not. They're carrying on making plans for the future. Amen. Indulging in the material things of the world. Amen. In this same chapter, that's why Jesus gave us warning about being overcharged with the cares of life. Amen. Just being involved in the world system. And the things of this world. I know we have to provide for our families. I know there's certain things we have to do. Amen. But in that time, church, we're people that are hungry. We're people that are praying. We're people that are meditating. We're people that's preparing ourselves. And we know we have a longing to be with Christ. That's one thing I can say. Once you're in that relationship with God, there is a longing and a deep desire within you. Amen. To be where you need to be with God. Amen. A longing. Desire. I say within you to be right. Amen. With God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Christ Jesus.
I'd like to say this morning for everyone under the sound of my voice, and I can say for every one of you that you're ready. But that's something I don't know. That's something I can't see in your heart. But God knows.
Yes, He does.
Where we stand.
Yes.
Amen. I say God knows where we stand.
Yes.
I want to know this morning, are you looking? Are you watching? Are you hasting for the day?
Oh, come to God. Come to God. Kandai, Kandayo, 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 Kandai, Kandai. Kandayo, 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 Kandai, Kandai, Kandai. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us all stand.
Thank
you. Now we need to stand out, church. That the Spirit, amen, is prompting us right here this morning to pray. Amen. Praise God. We're praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I say that the Spirit is prompting us this morning. By the way of the Spirit, that we need to pray and prepare our hearts. Amen. We need to be earnest in us to know. Amen. Praise God where we stand this morning. I say Jesus is coming as a thief in the night. Are you watchful in prayer? Hey, the Spirit is speaking to your heart now. The Spirit is speaking to your heart now. Amen. Where do you stand with God? I say here this morning, if you're lost, you need to be saved. Amen. Jesus is calling you. You need to repent of your sins. You need to be ready. We don't know, amen, whether by the grave or the time of the Lord, we may stand by God, but we need to be ready. Oh, how we need to be ready. Amen. Oh, yes. Sister Amanda, if you would please come around. Amen. Get us a song while she's coming around, church. I feel in my spirit how that we need to seek. Amen. I feel in my soul how we need to seek God. Amen. In the earnest of our hearts here this morning about the coming of the Lord. Listen, we're in 2010. Amen. The coming of the Lord is so near. Amen. So near. Oh, yes. Just any day now. Amen. The Lord is coming. Just any day. Amen. Listen. I've already crying out some sins this morning. The sins that are happening in our nation. Amen. I'm crying against you. Listen. I don't know what people are talking about, but I know what this nation has become, and we need to cry out to God here today. Oh yes, these altars are open. You need to seek God. You need to draw close to God.
Oh!
your word will never fail. Every word of God in you is a shield unto them that put their trust in you. Oh yes, Lord, have us praise God. Your word is not going to come back void. Amen. It's going to go out. It's going to seek him. It's going to save. Thank God. It's going to deliver, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we appreciate the power of your precious word. Your word be washed in the washing of the water by the word of God. And the Spirit of God, and it leads us in all the ways of the truth, Lord. Yes, have the Spirit of truth, Lord. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the spiritual parents of mine that have birthed us into the church of the living God, the gospel church of Jesus Christ, the testimony of Jesus Christ, the resurrected one, the one that bled and died on Calvary's cross. Thank you for it, God. Yes, be glad because the land is mine. Amen. Praise God. In the land of my name. Washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God the name of the foundation of the earth. Praise God. Amen. The seal of God upon my forehead. Amen. All the things of my life to seek after him, to serve him, to love him, to honor him. Hallelujah. And I find it. Spirit, Lord, help us, God, even to purify our mind and our spirits. Oh, yes, Lord, sanctify us. Again and again, Lord Jesus, washing us with your word, purifying us with your spirit. Oh, yes, help us, praise God, to take it up each of the times, to do his will, to be down back to the truth. Even to bring forth fruit, Lord, a hundredfold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. The precious blood. Hallelujah. Shed. Amen. For the child of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blessings, Lord. Thank you for the power of the gospel. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit. Thank you for each and every one of us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Work up here, Lord. Help our youth, Lord Jesus. Lord, the grace of God, Lord. Help our elders, Lord. Lord, have strength in the Lord. Amen. Help our young men. Has got to take their place in Christ. Every young women, amen, to guide the house, amen, to train our young girls, amen, to serve the Lord and honor God in body and spirit. Praise God. Help us all not to take holiness. Hallelujah. Help us not to walk in the beauty of holiness. Oh, yes, not to walk on the highway of holiness.